Blog Talk Radio.
Hardesty from ESPN New York 98.7 FM. You're listening to Sports In Depth with the legendary Doc Stanley. Before him there was none, after him there shall be no more. You have the man that takes you inside what goes on in the world of sports. He's in the dugout. He's in the clubhouse. He's right by the water cooler. He is everywhere you need him to be to let you know what's going on. And also you listen to the movers and shakers in the world of sports. You are found the right place with the legendary Doc Stanley on Sports In Depth.
And if I may say that the Sports In Depth Nation is here. The Sports In Depth panel is here. I'm Mel Smith Jr. I am here. We're here courtesy of the Trust in God Radio Network. And the straw that serves the drink is indeed here, and that's the incomparable Doc Stanley. Take it away, good doctor.
Another one of those days, among the cold days, you say, really, I really love these days. And which these days will stay this way? Dr. Kennedy's portrait of Block Talk Radio, Trust and Government. It's Friday. Don't show quick Friday the 13th, which is a good day for you. Anytime you're alive and we're healthy, there are no bad days. No ground. That's just to be joining me shortly. Quick shorts, that's all. Mayweather's Tuna's mother was found dead the other day. I thought she said it says homicide. I hear. Reading. Can't believe I didn't read. Tom Brady's being treated kind of badly by the Patriots. We talked about that last week. He's been over backwards. They never really fairly come right by him. Really, you know, the Patriots have lost at least two or three of Super Bowls at one. They shouldn't have six. Three. Chow should have beat him. Anna should have beat him. So, down to four. Okay. Plus 500 off. That's another one. She'll be in Atlanta. Seattle. Ah, well. Wow. No nothing in sports. CW Mike called earlier. Shocking inside tip for you. I'm sure Jonesy said, well, now we're just going. We'll just talk one up. Maybe he'll start getting historical. NFL. Well, that's in the Excel, man. They started, they're done. NBA basketball, NHL hockey. Next month, a lot of people looking forward to that because Tiger Woods was defending champion. It's remarkable. Tiger Woods didn't win a Masters for 14. I didn't win a major for 14 years. And it was a situation he was going to win at least two a year. We have about 20 something by now. Got looking for the 19. Thanks for Jesse joining us. Jesse, keep moving. Oh, we're waiting for Jesse. What's from? Man. It's Fortaleza. Wake up all this Irish man. We thank God for your health. Things are going now. Oh. It again.
This is Michael Bellamy of Brooklyn Independent Media, and you're listening to Doc Stanley of Sports In Depth on Blog Talk Radio.
And up now, it's our new song of praise and salutations, Curt Whelan, and Lil Holloway. That's what I do.
Mm-hmm.
Father asking how it's possible to love someone like you. It's 'cause you're mine. It's 'cause you're you. It's 'cause I'm love. It's what I do. Nothing you do, nothing you say, nothing could change the love that I promised you when I promised you I'd stay. It's 'cause you're mine. It's 'cause you're you. It's 'cause I'm love. It's what I do. Yes, I know all there is to ever know, where you've been and where you'll ever go. All your mistakes from yesterday and the ones you'll make tomorrow. You've been trying so hard to comprehend what kind of love could cover all that sin. Just know there's nothing bother asking how it's possible to love someone like you. It's 'cause you're mine. It's 'cause you're you. It's 'cause I'm love. It's what I do.
And Dusty, we're not going to be long, but wow, time to stop with boxing. You know, nobody's postponing fights, but man, everything has been postponed. But we talk quickly, and the mother of Floyd Mayweather's children was found dead in a car. He said that could possibly be homicide. The Patriots are killing Tom Brady with the way they're treating him. The rumor is they're offering him a one-year contract for less money than last year. All the major sports, Knicks, Nets, Jets, Giants, well, NFL football, but the Nets and the Knicks, I believe, they both won before they were called off. But this virus thing, this is rocking and rolling. It's got everything in an uproar.
Yeah, well, everything is canceled. Bob Allen canceled his two Hulu Theater fights, two championship fights. And now I was wondering if everything else is in jeopardy as long as this coronavirus continues. You know, they got the rematch with Fury and
Wilder yeah.
And some other fights. Where did I put the calendar? See, I always have a boxing calendar, but there's quite a few fights, interesting fights. Charles are supposed to fight, and some other guys are supposed to fight, but everything is in jeopardy, you know. But Andy Ruiz is going to fight soon too. He's booked to fight, and so we don't know. Now, you know, this afternoon I was thinking NBA canceled their season until further notice. The amazing thing, well, not amazing thing, I always come up with crazy questions. Are these guys, these million-dollar, multi-million-dollar dudes, are they still going to get paid? Because this comes out of the revenues of the owners. I mean,
I'm pretty sure they are. There must be some guarantees in the contracts. And then along with the fact that, you know, so much of the TV money is already paid. I mean, they're willing to play games with no people in the stands, you know, which is great for those guys at home.
But the people in the stands and the arenas and all, and that's all falls under the owners, don't they? And the revenues that they generate of every game and selling of hot dogs and popcorn and all that crap, it's all part of the revenues that the owners get a big share of, which in turn pay these guys in multiple salaries. You know, Giancarlo, okay, baseball is jeopardized. They're not affected yet in a sense, but they were affected in spring training, or people are not showing up for spring training.
You know what? The thing here is we will know a lot better in the incoming weeks, depending on how the depth of this, you know, how long it's going to go. And so, you know, we'll find out soon. Baseball has pushed back its opening day.
Mm-hmm.
Other sports are willing to go into a deeper schedule. I mean, like I said, it's a day-by-day situation. We'll find out. But it's touched everything. You know, it's just remarkable that 2 weeks ago we were looking for fights and stuff, three, four, last week. And now, you know, NBA, the new football league, right away, they started.
Oh, yeah,
they're done.
XFL, CFL.
Yeah, the XFL has got X'd out. Right now, the only thing that could all be starting in a regular fashion is NFL, because they don't do spring training until August, so we've got a long way to go. Evidently, by then, this thing should be resolved. So right now, they're the only one that's really not being affected. The only infections coming from football is how the Tom Brady situation is going to unfold. And like I said, just reading something, you can't believe everything you read, but supposedly the Patriots, because of cap and all this kind of stuff, they can only offer him a contract which is less than last year, and one contract, a 1 year contract. And we talked about that last week, how he, you know, they've just. I mean, the reality of the situation, we said, Dusty, that Tom Brady should already be signed. Just out of courtesy and professionalism, if you weren't going to sign him, you should already be to the point that we know he's not going to be coming back to the Patriots.
Right.
And, you know, he reconstructed his contract. He took less money for years. He took less money and restructured his contract to keep Welker. Boom, Welker was still shipped away. So this is not the way.
Yeah, well, you see, all he wanted, from what I read, was $40 million for the next 2 years, for the next two seasons. That's not much.
And you know,
from,
I mean, listen,
from what he had, from what he has generated, he hasn't been a boycott and stand back. Just work out something like this and give me something compatible, and hey, I'll deliver. And if they're gonna chump change him, well, hey, The Giants are looking for a quarterback. They mentioned
When it comes to the Patriots, anytime they do something, here's the classic line, Dusty. It's the Patriot way.
It's the Patriot way. Well, the Patriots are cutting their nose and spite their face because that's ridiculous. Here's a dude who's 11-5 Super Bowls, almost made a 6. And now
Dusty, you don't have to go any further. You're on the money. Class act, great player, considered the greatest. I mean, if this is the greatest quarterback of all time. But, you know, the Patriots have always had this mindset that they are bigger than the player.
They made a big mistake in this case.
It's not a bad mistake in the fact that Brady's 42. It's a bad mistake in the way you treat a guy of his class and character and what he's done for you, what he's done for the game, and the kind of guy. You know, Brady is just beyond a great football player. He's just a wonderful. I've been around him, and you know, he's just a wonderful human being. He's got the autograph. He's got the pictures. He's always. When they gave the MVP to him, he said Malcolm Butler should have got it, and he gave Butler the car. You know, when they had Randy Moss, he was in there supporting Ross. Randy said, "Hey man, you know this guy's gonna help us." You know, he's never knocking anybody. So
right, but that's the
idea. We'll see how it happens. We can't talk about anything now boxing wise. But like I said, the only sport right now that is going to be all right, or we'll get in stride is the NFL. But you called earlier, and one of the mother of some of Floyd Mayweather's children, you said, was found dead?
Yeah. Well, first of all, this is funny. Floyd Mayweather offered his services, listen to this, offered his services to train Deontay Wilder to correct his mistakes so that he can beat Tyson Fury. He's willing to go back as a trainer. When I heard that, I thought it was Floyd Mayweather Sr., but no, it's Floyd Mayweather Jr. He says, I want to train him so he can beat Tyson Fury. But yes, it came out, and I heard a soundbite of YouTube and all of that. His wife, who has 3 of his 4 children, was found dead in her home. You know, and the amazing thing is that as I research and read, is that the cops are saying it's suspicious. We don't call it a homicide, but it's let me give you the legal term. It's we're not treating it as a homicide, but it's a death under investigation.
Knew it.
You
talk about that. I just heard on 1010 News that a New York City Transit Police female officer committed suicide tonight.
Oh, shit.
And she did it in the district. And there was the thing about it, she had a gun taken away from her because she was going through some issues. So the question is, where and how did she? Well, you can get a gun any place in the district, but the question where and how did she get the gun? But again, another police officer committing suicide, and this one is a female police officer.
And actually, I
remember that area. I never worked in that district, but yeah. And so we've got that, and always staying touching to hear that kind of stuff, man.
And then the extent of what's happening here with Mayweather is the fact that just recently he had gone on a talk show and with Katie Couric, who's Channel 4, big reporter, and he went down the line, his life and everything, and when it came up to the questions of domestic abuse, he says, I never abused my wife. I never did anything. Those are all false charges and all that, and if there was any physical contact, it's because she was on drugs and I had to shake her up. So when she got wind of that, she filed a lawsuit against Couric and him for over $20 million for defamation of character.
$20 million for Mayweather pocket money.
I know pocket money, right? And I think it's just a principle. And the trial was supposed to go on now, December 2020. So isn't it coincidental? Because, it brings back a lot of negativism.
Oh, Leslie, you're right. Without question. You know what? I was hearing on 1010 Win, which is morning, and they were talking about a person that I knew, I worked with, I knew closely, was befriended by, and it is, I gotta find it, was that the disco song too?
But
again, I was alive. Check this out as a tape. All the world, all the United States, hey, you will survive this. Strong, stay healthy. You're right. The only disco artist ever won a Grammy. In fact, February 20th? I look at it again. February 20th, 1980, she won the Grammy.
Yeah.
I Will Survive. The first and only artist ever to win a Grammy in the disco in the disco era. And
yeah.
As given, after that, they didn't give the Grammy anymore for disco. That was disco started fading. She was the only disco artist ever to win a Grammy. And after she won it, I believe they knocked the category out. Jesse, we're not going to hang on too long, so I just wanted to get stuff for you.
Right.
We'll talk tomorrow. Right now, Johnny said, we'll be talking everything but sports now.
Now we got to talk gossip. But
hey, Jesse, do you mean Buchincha?
Buchincha? That was good, Doc.
and like Linwood Simons used to say, when they were talking about his lies.
I know. That was the whole thing. Yeah, so now we got to sit here and watch soap operas and 10-10 wins. Or not 10-10 wins, is that radio? Or MSNBC, and they're worrying about this coronavirus. And,
that's something to be worried about, man. It's definitely something to be worried about. Papa,
exactly.
So tell everybody good night in Spanish, and we're going to roll.
Buenas noches, todo el mundo, y unfortunately, perdón, que no hay más de, no bochinches unboxing, así que we have to get away and just talk a few minutes. Okay, Doc, take care of somebody.
Yeah, we'll talk about, at least, let's see, one thing they can say about the night show, they can't go, lies!
Lies! Mentiras!
Let's see. Thank you later, baby. I tell you, me and Dusty really shortly talking about the things that are happening, all the sports here down. Dusty brought us people forget he has some big fights coming up. But sports is on hold, but what's more importantly is that everybody's got to get healthy. And as Gloria said, we will survive. We're closing tonight's show with Gloria Gaynor. Yeah. Doc Stanley, Sports Net, Blog Talk Radio on the Trust and God Radio Network. Miss Gaynor.
Gotcha, baby. Take care.
Thanks, Dusty.
Okay, gotcha. God bless you.
But then I spent so many nights thinking how you did me wrong, and I grew strong, and I learned how to get along. But now you're back from outer space. I just walked in to find you here with that sad look upon your face. I should have changed that stupid lock. I should have made you leave your key. If I'd have known for just 1 second, you'd be back to bother me. Lord, now go. Walk out.
Is in the show? Holly, service to others, but you pay for your room here on Earth. Dr. King, life's most persistent, most urgent question is, what are you doing for others? And again, ultimate measure of a man is not where he stands in times of comfort and convenience, but he stands in times of controversy. Brother Clemente, I am my brother's keeper. Mandela, brothers come in all colors. Ralph Waldo Emerson, silly, funny, kind. Dr. King again, give this not an occasional act, a permanent state of mind. And our doc is in tonight, not about stepping up, about not getting stepped on. Truth is the truth, and we're speaking of one in a positive manner. Accommodations is of and goes to them. As we said, NFL is the only sport right now that is not been affected. NHL, NBA, NCAA, wow. Boxing, wow. Everybody's been affected, but let's just keep our hand in the hands of the man. Hallelujah. Trust in God. Like I said, it's Sports Network, Block Talk Radio, and Trust in God Network. Thanks for being with us. I simply say from the bottom of my heart, below me, trust in God. Thanks for being with us.
From ESPN New York 98.7 FM. Did you enjoy the show? It was outstanding, but I expect that from the legendary Doc Stanley. Nothing less than the best. As he always says to me, and it's my favorite saying from him, live your life today as if you have to stand before God tomorrow. Words to live by. Ladies and gentlemen, have a great night, and we'll see you next time on Sports in Depth with the legendary Doc Stanley.